We are learning Masechtas Yuma Daf Memvav Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately eight lines from the top on Amud Beis. Eight lines from the top, in the middle of a line. Itmar, new sugi here. Itmar, Hamachaba Eish Machta Umenayra. If someone extinguishes the fire on the machta, so Pashu Pshat means the machta, they shovel off coals off the mizbeach, and you know, bring that shovel fnai v'lefnim into the Kodesh HaKadoshim in order to burn the Keteros on it. So you have Eish on that Machta, or you took Eish for the Menorah, now you're walking towards the Menorah, and now you extinguish this fire. A purpose. Are you Chayiv or not? That means, the Halach is, that Eish Tomer HaMazbeach L'Sichpeh. There's a lav to extinguish the fire on the Mizbeach. Here, it's not on the Mizbeach anymore. It's either on a Machta, or it's on your stick that you're bringing to the Menorah. So the Shaila is, if you extinguish this fire, is it called extinguishing the fire of the Mizbeach or not? So is Machlokes. For that lav of extinguishing a fire from the mizbeach, Rav Amar Potter. Rav holds no, you're Potter. So Gemara explains, it qualifies the machlokes. The kavya b'roisha shel mizbeach kuli amale pligi dechayiv. If you're still on the roish mizbeach with your machta, it's in your machta, but you're standing on the roish mizbeach lekuli amale yechayiv. Ki pligi the achse ara. You came down off the mizbeach v'kavya and you extinguished it. It's still Eish from the Mizbeach. Until you do the mitzvah with it, it's Eish from the Mizbeach. Rav Amar Potter. Why? Kiven the nitka nitka. Once you detached it from the Mizbeach, it's not the Mizbeach anymore. And you got off, you even left the Mizbeach, you're not a Mizbeach anymore, it's not called Eish from the Mizbeach. Zokhtu Gemara, Elod, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, Hamayrid Gecheles Bagam Mizbeach. If someone takes a coal off the Mizbeach, Vekiba, and extinguishes it, it's Chayiv. So who is that like? Come on, Kabaya. It's like Kabaya holds. Even off the Mizbeach, you can be chayiv for the lav of Eish Tamid, Tukara Mizbeach, Leisichba. No one know. I feel like Tamika Rava, even going to Rava, by the case of Eish Machta and Menorah is better. I feel like Rava, Hossam, by the case of Rav Nachman, when he took a coal off the Mizbeach and he extinguished it, Hossam, lo intik mizvasa. It wasn't changed from the Mizbeach to a mitzvah. So therefore, it's still called Eish HaMizbeach. Hacha, intikol mitzvasa. I went onto the machta and onto a stick for the menorah. It was intikol mitzvasa. It was detached from Mizbeach from mitzvah. And therefore, Rav Al Jipater. That's one version of this machlekes. Ikadamri. The achse arev akavi kolam lepig the pater. Everyone agrees, once you walk down with your machta or walk down with your Eish from the menorah, you're off the Mizbeach, everyone agrees your pater. Rava and Abaya. Ki pligi, where the argument, the kavya b'roish mizbeach was in your machta, and there you extinguish it on top of mizbeach. Abaya mechayev eish mizbeachu, it's eish mizbeach. Rav Amar Potter, kiven de natka natka. Once you detached it and put it into your machta, or onto your wick for your menorah, the halach is that it's not mizbeach anymore. So Gemara asks, Elo odom Rav Nachman, Rav Rav Avua, hamirid gechels v'gam mizbeach. Rav Nachman says, if you take gechels off the mizbeach, v'kava, and extinguish it, chayev. So come on, loika abaya. But like a Rava, it's not like a Bayo Rava, because both of them say that if you're off the Mizbeach, you're Potter. Someone says, no. Hasam, the case of Rav Nachman, the reason why you're Chayla, intik mitzvasa. You didn't detach it for the mitzvah. It didn't go to a new place now for a mitzvah. It was just on the floor. It's the same Eish Mizbeach. Hacha, here it's on a machta omenara, intik mitzvasa. It was set aside for a mitzvah. Now, like we spoke at the Gemara, we were speaking out that a machaba Eish machta omenara means the Eish of the Lefnai v'Lefnim, or the menorah. And that's where we had a whole machlokes over here. Abaya and Rava, one version of machlokes was on the ground, one was on top of Mizbeach. Either way, it's machlokes. But what about the Eish of everyday's Keteros? Everyday Keteros, you also took Eish, you took with a shovel also, you took off coals from the Mizbeach Chitzon, you brought the Mizbeach Pnimi, and you did it. So what's the halacha there? Is that the same machlokes or not? So you could say Eish Machta means both Eish Machta of Vayel Fnim and Eish Machta of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But the Maizdik, Gemara before, calls Eish Machta always the Eish of the Vayel Fnim. The Gemara before calls on the Memhaya Beis is something called Eish Keteres, Eish Machta and Naira. So it sounds like this is not talking about the case of the Eish of the Keteres. So the Ritva Taka says, Dafka on the Vayel Fnim. But what? So the question is, why not? Why should Eish Keteres be different? Zok Rabbi Yashiv, a beautiful pshat. He says, since I'm bringing that Eish to another Mizbeach HaPnimi, it never loses Shem Mizbeach. It says, Eish HaMizbeach Loisichbeh. So there, even when it's Intik L'mitzvasa, but it was Intik to another Mizbeach, to Mizbeach HaPnimi, so it still has a lot. Zok Rabbi Yashiv, see a Mardi Chidish from here. that the mechaba eish mizbeach apnimi goes into the lav of lo yisichba. That's what you see in this Gemara, because the Gemara is only if you're a tva, it's only talking about pnimi avnim. But the eish of a ketayres, you would the eish of a ketayres then would be chayiv. Why? Because there he had a shame mizbeach. You see, a shame mizbeach apnimi is lo yisichba. Hadron aloch toraf bekalpi blineda for those that finished it.